This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with the active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying the foundation stone of the third phase of Nama Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and the fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network. The Prime Minister will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for Members of Parliament MPs at Baba Karak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. Our correspondent reports that the residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing projects worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility.
आज रेल कोच फैक्ट्री का शिलान्यास हुआ है। यहाँ रेल के डिब्बों का निर्माण तो होगा ही, साथ ही रेलवे के और भी अलग-अलग प्रोडक्ट्स, रेलवे के अलग-अलग और भी सारी सामान यहाँ पर बनाए जाएंगे।
In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between security forces and Pakistani terrorists broke out in Kwardul area of Kishtwar district yesterday. As per reports, around two Pakistani terrorists are trapped in the area. Our correspondent reports that the encounter began after security forces received specific intelligence about the presence of terrorists hiding in the Kwardul area of Nagensa in Kishtwar district. Troops of the 17 Rashtriya Rifles, the Special Operations Group SOG of the J&K Police, along with paramilitary forces, launched a search operation in the area. Further details are awaited. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, in a statement yesterday, said the claims payment will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through direct benefit transfer. During the event, farmers in Madhya Pradesh will receive 1,156 crore rupees. Farmers in Rajasthan will get 1,121 crore rupees. Farmers in Chhattisgarh will receive 150 crore rupees. And farmers in other states will get 773 crore rupees directly. Under the aegis of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, a series of activities were organized across various districts of Maharashtra, drawing enthusiastic participation from people across all walks of life. In Mumbai, a grand Tiranga march was held in Malar to honor the unwavering dedication, sacrifice and patriotism of our brave freedom fighters and valiant soldiers. In chess, Nihal Sarin handed Arjun Erigasi his first defeat of the tournament in round 4, securing a crucial win in the Quant Box Chennai Grand Masters. And that's the end of this news bulletin.